It's often said that when you follow the money, you find the answers to your questions. When it comes to money, politics, and influence, a report released this past week put some pieces to that puzzle together for a little clarification. Here to discuss this, as well as some of her legislation, which is advancing through the process in the State House, is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Well, let us start with, as I said, you follow the money and you find some answers of who gets what and why. This was a report this past week from the State Election Law Enforcement Commission. Now, it doesn't specify who specifically the money went to. It's a general list of what special interest groups spent the most to influence generally New Jersey lawmakers, as well as the governor's office. And, you know, to be fair, the list of the top 10 includes some from what would be considered to be politically right-based organizations, but the vast majority of the organizations on the list are certainly those who support Democrats. And the leader of the pack by single effort is the New Jersey Education Association. Surprise, surprise. In 2013, they spent $3,316,893. You have to look for the next one on the list, Americans for Prosperity, which ponied up $951,000. Now, if you look at the industry of the influencers, the leading influence type was the hospital industry, $4.5 million. Unions behind that, $4.3 million. Insurance, $3.6 million. And energy, $3.4 million. So when you look at those dollars and who was coughing up the most, it kind of explains why certain ideas get pushed to the forefront, doesn't it?
And, yeah, and my question would be, with the NJEA, what do they do with the rest of their money? Because that's a lot of money to be spent on politics. Are other things to, help their members with continuing education or other more things that are directly related to the classroom. But that was, pretty surprising to me. And, the thing is, too, sometimes these lists are a little deceiving, but they clearly show that, the results of the election, which were the Democrats controlling both houses of the legislature, and obviously the governor was reelected as a Republican, but, it does lead you to believe that a lot of the money, if you looked at the breakdown, I bet more of it went to the legislative races than to the governors.
Oh, no doubt about that, especially with the NJEA and AARP, too, for New Jersey, which, by the way, if you're a member of ARP, $717,000 of New Jersey ARP dollars went for political pandering or pleasuring or whatever the case may be. You were wondering what the NJEA does with all the money that they get. You've seen their building on State Street, haven't you?
Yeah, very nice, actually.
Yeah, it's like one of those multi-million-dollar homes you see in the New York Times Sunday real estate section, basically. Mm-hmm. It's about the equivalent of that. When you look at trends, like, for example, the second straight year hospitals spent more than any other industry to spread their influence, does that lead to any curiosities or even concerns about the path legislation takes? Do you start looking back and say, oh, that's why that bill got fast-tracked in the committee? That's why the bill got a fast up-and-down vote?
Yeah, I think the confusing thing to understand is that in the state of New Jersey, we have no state-run hospitals. So all of the hospitals are either for-profit entities or not-for-profit entities. So they are outside of the state government. However, they do rely upon state and federal funds. So I guess what they are attempting to do is to draw attention to themselves in a positive way so that they are looked at favorably in terms of some of this grant money and things like that. But it does make you wonder why they are so interested in the electorate in New Jersey. But it's more about that, the fact that they are separate entities from the state. So
talking with Assemblywoman Alice McHose, AliceMcHose.com, the web, statehouse's njledge.state.nj.us. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and that point of order segues nicely into a proposed sale of St. Mary's Hospital in Passaic that is going to leave taxpayers on the hook for $30.5 million. This is under the terms of a state loan that the hospital got back in 2007 when it became the last health care facility in Passaic, and certainly the community and their associated politicians never want a final hospital to close. The way it's working, Prime Healthcare Services of California, they've offered to buy the pretty much bankrupt hospital for $30 million, but only half of the sale price would pay down the bonds issued by a state loan program that was created to cushion the blow for a community after a hospital is bought or sold. So the deal with Prime would leave $22 million in unpaid debt, plus $8.7 million in interest that's due by 2027. And for whatever reason, whoever thought this was a good idea to set up a program this way, the loan program, state loan program, allows the failing hospitals to close or be sold by covering the cost of unpaid bills. Any shortage goes back onto the state, which in turn is basically the taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah, and again, this is another thing that just sort of flies in the face of what I just said, that hospitals are independent of the state of New Jersey. However, there have been a few hospitals that have been given money to shore up their failing business. It really is a business. And now we have a situation where this hospital is now being sold, and it's almost like, again, the state is sort of providing a safety net financially, even though the property is being sold. So the question is, you know, we're footing the bill for this, the taxpayers. It's a very, not a nice situation in terms of, you know, me as a conservative legislator doesn't like this.
And all that Prime is promising is to keep St. Mary's open for at least 5 years, but they're being rather vague on that. Three other hospitals, by the way, have received loans with this program: St. Mary's, St. Michael's Medical Center in Newark, after the closure of St. James and Columbus Hospitals in the city, and Solaris Health System, that's the parent company for Mullen Hospital in Plainfield, that closed in 2008. So there's a few more that, you know, should those hospitals find themselves on shaky ground, that taxpayers might have another little nasty surprise in the wallet. Now, I mentioned in the introduction that some of your legislation is advancing, and it is certainly important ideas, including, this is a long bogged down idea, but it looks like maybe, just perhaps, finally, the Jessica Lunford Act might see the light of day in New Jersey.
Oh, finally. I mean, it's long, long overdue. And we have talked about this before on the show. And certainly, you know, we want to pass this law in the state of New Jersey to help law enforcement, and also to make parents feel that we have done the right thing with regard to protecting children.
And that bill, if you want to look it up at the State House, is A892. Another bill that we just recently talked about, and this one actually did move at a rather rapid rate, was the bill, along with Assemblyman Parker Space, to have the Northern New Jersey Veterans Cemetery have a checkbox on the tax form, so that's, instead of trying to seek out a place to make a donation, Bill A-126 would establish the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery Development Fund, and you can check off a checkbox on your tax forms and just really make sure that this dream becomes a long-standing reality, which this might be a foreign concept for state government to get a hold of, but once the cemetery is open, it's going to be self-sustaining.
Oh, yes, imagine that. That would be great. And thank you for all, you know, the mentions of this, and of course for the veterans who served our country and their families. Just the fact that they will be able to be buried closer to where their families reside and where they spent their lives, I think it's going to be a great thing.
And we'll real quick here, A1244. Would help anyone who wants to bake some great stuff at home and sell it at bake sales and school events. It gets them out from under a lot of the red tape and a lot of the restrictions, which by their definition and intent was for care and for caution. But if you can't trust grandma, who can you trust when it comes to baking?
Yes. And again, another good bill that, you know, helps out small businesses and really allows them to continue to work out of their home and provide yummy product.
That's another bill that has cleared committee, and hopefully we'll see a fast track through the chambers and get signed into law. If you want to share your thoughts on these ideas, bring something to her attention you think is important, that's what you can do at AllisonMcHose.com. And to keep track of what happens at the State House, it's njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Have a good Sunday.